We say hello to Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter from ESPN, who is on the line with us live in Buffalo. Did I see that you were at Niagara Falls? Did I see that right?
Yeah, man. I went on the Maid of the Mist. You know, little known thing about me, I have a fear of boats and water. But I challenged myself, man, and I got on there, and we got really close to those falls. My heart was beating, but, you know, got to overcome it. So I wanted to challenge myself.
I'm proud of you. That's good.
Good job,
TD. I like that. TD with us now, presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. Big test tonight, but we have seen Teron in his tenure here that Mike Vrabel has a knack for the big games, especially in prime time and especially following a loss. So I think a lot of Titans fans are holding on to that optimism. But with some key components out for the Titans, Christian Fulton, Dontrell Hilliard, both are out tonight. How do they overcome that? And defensively, I'll start there. What does that mean for Caleb Farley and what they're expecting him to do?
Well, I talked to Caleb Farley earlier in the week, and he said that he was expecting to have a big week. So for him, it means a lot because he's getting a start. And this is a guy that played 15 snaps last week. So rest assured, he's ready to go to get a full workload today. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he could do. Now, when you look at matchups, I think him going against Gabriel Davis would have been an interesting matchup. These are two guys that they're like horses, right? They like to run. So we don't know. Right now, Davis is doubtful, so we'll see how that one works out. But it impacts the nickel package, right? Because, you know, now you're going to have Ugo Amadi in there at the nickel, McCrary on the outside, which is what you saw for the most part last week. I want to see how they work the dime package as well. If Kalu comes in, if Lonnie Johnson, you know, getting him back is going to help. That could give you, if you want to go man, you can match up against Dawson Knox. So I think that's what they're going to work with. In my opinion, they're going to blitz some, get some simulated pressure, but the main thing is going to be on getting pressure with that front four and dropping seven into coverage. So I think that's how it's going to affect it, right? You don't really see them go cat coverage too much, so it's just going to be a pick a side, and it just really leads to McCrary bumping over to the left side probably, and Farley on the right.
Kyle Phillips is listed as questionable with a shoulder injury. I know that it, you know, they'll see how he looks, but do you think the door is open potentially for us to see the Titans debut of Josh Gordon tonight?
Yeah, it's really possible. He took the trip out here, so it definitely is possible, but that's not, you know, him taking the trip isn't a prerequisite for him getting the elevation. Guys have taken trips, you know, as part of the practice squad. I did talk to Mike Vrabel about Josh Gordon. He said that he's getting more and more comfortable as far as matching, you know, what he can do to what they're asking him to do. And he said for everybody on his team, including practice squad players, he wants them to prepare like they're going to be starters. So if he does get the elevation, in my opinion, I think he'll be ready. I know in talking to Josh Gordon, not this past Friday, but the Friday before the Giants game, he was really excited about possibly getting the opportunity, and he's ready to get out there and play.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation's reporter covering the Tennessee Titans, discussing their game tonight with the Buffalo Bills. Now that Kyle Phillips is out or questionable, do you believe we will see more of Treylon Burks in this offense? And does he possibly start because Kyle Phillips is not playing? I know Kyle Phillips is the third receiver, but this could be an opportunity for the Titans to insert Treylon.
It's Ron.
Yeah, Teron to go too, but insert Treylon into the starting lineup.
Yeah, you know, last week you had some great, really good comments about how it's time to start scheming these guys open. And scheme plays for guys like Burks, for Robert Woods. This is a week where I'm going to say Mason Kinsey, if Kyle Phillips isn't able to go, absolutely. Robert Woods and Burks, both of these guys, you know, especially Woods, he has a good understanding of the offense to play all over the place. Now, as far as Burks is concerned, I talked to him about it. He said that he's in where he could play any of the receiver positions also. So that means that they can move those guys around. Now, as far as scheming these guys to get open, one of the early plays last week, they sent Burks in motion and put him released him to the flat, and he caught the ball, turned it up, like got an extra 7 yards. Then they play action, bang route, you know, on the old A.J. Brown play. He picked up a good 27 yards on that. So that shows that they're scheming somewhat to get him the ball. They're going to have to do that more, especially without Kyle Phillips. And I tell you what, I like Burks against the DBs that the Bills have. And it's funny because, you know, I talked to him about that Rams game, and I asked him, you know, how he would take if they, you know, go one-on-one against him. And he said he would take it personally because it shows that they have more faith in their guy than they have in Burks, you know, that he'll be able to lock him down.
Now, Quinn is questionable or is he out for Buffalo? How would that affect them from a run standpoint, their run defense? This is the number one rush defense in the National Football League. They're only giving up Ed Oliver is out. They're only giving up 52 yards a game. But how does this affect what they do from a defensive standpoint, you believe?
Yeah, and Tim Settle is probably going to be out too, and that's two of their better run defenders outside of Daquan Jones. And I think with Oliver being out, he's your guy that is able to, you know, use those quick arm overs and, you know, the footwork, you know, a move at the line of scrimmage and get that penetration to make a guy like Derrick Henry have to bounce a run outside. Or he's the guy that could get that penetration and press that gap to keep that cutback lane from being open. And we know with that inside zone, that's something that the Titans like to do, have it where Henry could cut it back and get to that second level, and then we know what happens there. So that's going to be big for the Bills, you know, not having both of those guys, because Tim Settle was a big body. They paid him a good amount of money to come in and be a guy to occupy the middle of the line for them as well.
Now, TD, in order for the Titans to win this game, and we talked about it right before you got on, they must control the football. We saw yesterday the Dallas Cowboys in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's last drive was 17 plays, which took over 8 minutes. And I feel if you're going to beat the Buffalo Bills, you got to keep Josh Allen on the sidelines. So the Titans are going to have to. Do you agree with this from a standpoint of Derrick Henry doesn't have to get the 50-yard runs or the 40-yard runs or the 30, but if he gets 3, 4, 7, 8, 3, 4, just to control the pace of the game, does that favor the Titans?
Absolutely. What's the best defense going against a strong offense? The easiest way to stop them is to keep them off the field. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely right with that. They have to put together drives, and this 3-for-11 on third downs. I'm actually, before we got on this call, I went back through, and I'm watching all of the third downs from last week, and, you know, you can't be 3-for-11 on third downs. Like, that's no way to establish any type of drives. The time of possession has to get up, and especially in this atmosphere here, what they call it now, Highland Stadium. I'm used to calling it Ralph Wilson Field or Park or whatever, but, you know, they're going to be hyped up. The fans are going to be ready to go. And the best way, and that's one of the things Mike Vrabel said, the best way is to make plays and put drives together. So you're 100% right on that one.
Okay, so along those lines, TD, how does Todd Downing adjust? Because I think some of the best coaches in this league, they adjust week to week, play to play, quarter to quarter, however you want to look at it. And, you know, the biggest knock has been that the offense has been somewhat predictable. So how do they adjust in order to sustain drives?
Yeah, and, you know, it has been predictable, right? It was predictable last week on first downs, but guess what? When they ran on first downs, they got 4.5 yards of carry. Last time I checked, you do that three times, that's over 10 yards. So, you know, is it really that bad to have that predictability? But at the same time, you know, you want to get ahead of the chains. I think in this situation, you have to use a lot of motion and that type of alignments to allow these guys to get open quickly. Because when you got Von Miller, you got Greg Rousseau, you know, you got Epinesa. Struggle with his name. You know, you got a bunch of guys that could rush the passer. Jordan Phillips is no slouch, you know, coming from the inside. So you have to get rid of that ball quickly. and get the ball into your playmakers' hands. Let them, do the work and get the extra yards. So I think, to do that, you got to get them free releases off the line. Motion and those type of things will help do that. And I think they're going to face a lot of, man type of defenses, one-on-one matchups, because this box is going to be stacked to stop Derrick Henry. He has 6 touchdowns against his team in the last, 3 games that he's faced them.
Yeah, well, it's going to be certainly fun to watch for sure. Teron, glad that you enjoyed Niagara Falls and you've enjoyed the trip, but enjoy the game tonight. We'll be watching on Twitter and getting your reaction.